On Tuesday, the announcement that everyone in sports was expecting finally came.
Last week, the IOC insisted the games were on, but the world moves quickly in the age of the coronavirus.
Reports from an IOC member that the 2020 Tokyo Olympics will be postponed until next year,
saying it's not just for athlete health, it's also for public health as well.
An American member of the International Olympic Committee said today that the games will likely take place next year.
The postponement, of course, has thrown a major wrench into the plans of Olympic athletes who had been building their lives around this summer's games.
Today, five-time Olympic gold medal winning swimmer Nathan Adrian joins us to talk about what the uncertainty of the past few weeks has been like, his plans for hitting the reset button, and how the threat of postponement impacted him in unexpected ways.
So I'm going to be totally honest with you that when things started looking like the games were going to get delayed, I turned into a little bit of a stress eater. And that has never happened to me before, literally ever.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Skelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Thursday, March 26th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
Failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Nathan, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. I know that this would be a busier time for you if it were a normal year, but where are you self-distancing at the moment?
I'm at my home in Oakland. These last couple of days have been as busy as I've ever been. It's just I'm not swimming, which feels super, super weird. I think that will probably settle. But as with the rest of, you know, my fellow humans that are shelter in place, I have never spent so much time on video conference chat services ever.
How long have you been at home now?
So I came home last Wednesday when the Olympic Training Center was closed. I was only supposed to be up there for 2 weeks, so I only actually came home about 4 or 5 days early. But since we were up there, we were considering lengthening the stay, considering trying to ride the storm out, if you will, at the Olympic Training Center. But that got shut down on us, so we all came home.
You're from Washington State. How has this all affected you personally, being from, you know, one of the states that caught the virus early?
That was really, really scary. If you really look at it, you kind of know what towns are probably going to be first hit. And, you know, for my parents, I mean, it's scary. It's extremely scary because they are in the risk demographic. My mom is a school nurse. So before schools were closed, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was like, Mom, you can't work. I know they need you, like, but you need to stop. Even down to distancing themselves from their grandchildren, which absolutely, you know, it kills them. They love being near their grandbabies, but you never know what the grandbabies are walking around with at this point.
Can you describe just what it's been like the last couple of weeks for yourself and for other athletes? You know, you're so regimented and you're structured as far as your training schedules and your daily lives. What has it been like to be in this kind of limbo the last few weeks?
It's been absolutely insane. I mean, it's like you said, we are extremely regimented. Like, not only do we know when our practice times are throughout the week, but we know what we're doing during those practices, whether it be aerobic conditioning, anaerobic conditioning, whether it be a heavy lift day or more of a movement-based lift day. But when this happened, it was, you know, take a step back, whoa, wait until an email from our coach at, you know, 8 p.m. till he gets approval to swim, and then we get all of our practice times. Even then, it was like, all right, show up 10 minutes before we hit the water, show up in your suits. We do not have locker room access. We are all in our own lanes and stay 6 feet apart from each other. And there will be no more than 10 people at the pool at once. Like, we were just doing our best.
And at a time when, you know, normal, like everyday Americans are really struggling to establish routine for themselves, how important is it as an athlete to try and maintain that routine at this time?
So if I'm going to be totally honest with you, that when things started looking like the games were going to get delayed, I turned into a little bit of a stress eater. And that has never happened to me before, literally ever. I don't like crave sweets usually. I'm just like, all right, I can stick to my regimen. This is it. Like, I got this many grams of carbs, this many grams of fat, this many grams of protein in me, and a bunch of micronutrients. Like, okay, that was a good day. One of the hard things to do through all of this is making sure we have enough fresh fruits and vegetables. I'm not super keen on going to the store every 2 to 3 days like I normally do. And fruits and veggies don't hold up for a full week. So my wife and I are doing our best to maintain a good, healthy regimen.
What was your reaction when the IOC officially, finally announced that it was postponing the games?
The way you asked that question is exactly how I reacted. I mean, it was about time. Everyone saw it coming. It was just the right call. That's what needed to happen. It would have been wrong on many different levels if the games were to proceed as planned.
Well, and obviously, you know, this is something you guys trained for 4 years, if not your lifetime. It's obviously disappointing not to be able to compete this year, but it's also just a really scary time in our country and in our world. Are you feeling more disappointment? Are you feeling some sense of relief? All of the above?
That's exactly it. When people ask me, I mean, it's definitely relief and disappointment at the same time. It just needed to happen. It was the right thing to do from a medical perspective. Also, some of my competitors and friends didn't have an opportunity to train for the last week. Like, and that's a lot for us, for swimmers, that's a lot. And that is causing some serious anxiety and some serious stress to go into a situation where all of us need our immune systems functioning at the highest level possible. And the disappointment, I mean, that just goes without saying. We were starting to get really fast in practice, and I hadn't felt that good in practice in a long time. So, of course, there's a huge aspect of disappointment. But, you know, we used this whole year to get where we are today, and we're gonna do it again. I have all the faith in the world in my teammates and my coaches that we'll get to a place physiologically where we need to go. But for now, doing the shelter in place and adhering to that is much more important.
The pressure obviously had been mounting on the IOC for a while to make this decision sooner rather than later. What was going through your mind in those days and the last couple of weeks when the IOC continued to delay what seemed inevitable?
For several days, which feels like a really long time, just because of how crazy the news cycle has been. But for several days, it just kind of felt like they gave a boilerplate message saying, we are taking any and all relevant information and we will give you further notification or further guidance when we have it. And it's like, that's, whoa. Guys, come on. Like, there are athletes that are experiencing major anxiety right now because of that. And then hearing about the phone call where Thomas Bach implied that athletes should find a way to train, it was pretty upsetting. Obviously, just incredibly tone deaf, trying to promote fair play and fair sport. And what is more unfair than all of Europe being quarantined and most of them unable to train, Florida wasn't even locked down at that time. You could see people partying on beaches in Florida. But there's just so many different circumstances. It wouldn't even resemble fair play.
USA Swimming and US Track and Field had both sent letters to the US Olympic and Paralympic Committee urging them to take a stance here. Do you think ultimately athletes' voices were heard?
Yeah, I do. I do think so. And I'm appreciative of that. And I'm appreciative of the leadership that we have at USA Swimming for stepping up and sending that letter. Because given the circumstance, they did their best to try to get opinions of athletes and make sure that was the overall opinion of the athletes.
So how do you even go about preparing for a one-year delay right now?
You take some time off. I mean, really, I do. And we call it the quad. That's like what our world revolves around, right? The quad. It's a four-year cycle. For me, right now, taking a little bit of time out of the water, just kind of staying in shape, allowing myself to relax. Because I think the worst mistake we could make is doubling down, being like, oh, yeah, we have over a year left. Let's just get straight back into it. Let's work harder than we were even working this last year, because it's just really unsustainable. We were working as hard as we could possibly work. And I think we were doing a really good job of it. We were on track to do well at the Olympics. But taking some time, stepping back, recovering, and then getting prepared to do it all over again.
It's time to talk about something super awkward, debt. Getting into debt is easy. Getting out, as a lot of people probably know, is really hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. But Upstart.com, a lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and that offers smarter interest rates, can help you pay off your high-interest credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness, and they actually reward you based on your education and job history. Once the loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day, because sometimes things like this just can't wait. See why Upstart is top ranked in their category with a 4.9 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot. And go to upstart.com/lead to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/lead. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
As a cancer survivor yourself, someone who could be considered immunocompromised, how much more heightened has all of this been for you personally?
Right now, I'm not immunocompromised. I could be, though, which is definitely what the scary thing. And I actually remember the moment that it hit me. I was in practice just swimming and just kind of letting my thoughts wander. And then I was like, oh, my God, like I am within the active surveillance window where it could still come back. And if it does, then I will have to go get chemo. And that's a scary thought, dealing, you know, with cancer and an uncontrollable growth in an environment where a whole lot of people are getting really sick. Because I'm not the only one. A lot of different people have a lot of different situations that would be very, very treatable as long as our hospitals aren't overwhelmed.
After you were diagnosed with cancer, you had 2 surgeries last January, and then you promptly began your comeback. You won gold at Worlds just 7 months after your diagnosis. What did you learn from that journey that you think you can apply to adjusting to this year-long transition or delay?
It's kind of the same things that I think swimming really does end up teaching anybody, is that there are definitely things you can control and there's things that you can't. And you got to focus your energy on those things that you can. If that's hard for you, and sometimes when there's a lot of stuff going on, it even comes down to, you know, writing down my thoughts. That's kind of what my brain wants. That's kind of what my brain needs. I acknowledge the fact that there are these things that are happening that I can't control, put them down on the paper so I can, you know, put that out of my mind. And then I can focus my energy and attention to training and my recovery and the things that I needed to focus on.
There's the physical aspect, which, you know, we talked about when it comes to training and conditioning. And then there's also the mental aspect. And Olympic athletes are the toughest people in the world when it comes to both. How do you keep yourself mentally and emotionally sane, frankly, during this time of uncertainty?
I mean, I think that's where taking a little break is so important. I'm 31. I've done this for a long time. I have experienced situations where I kind of spin my wheels, if you will. And I know that it does not translate to good performances. Having a relaxed mindset and a level of adaptability, that always translates to better performances. So trying to maintain that paradigm in my head, it's easier said than done, of course, as with all things, but getting workouts in when and where I can. I mean, I was crawling around my backyard like a crazy person yesterday, but that was what my workout was calling for. So I did it. And honestly, I mean, the fact that they are delayed makes that level of calmness way easier, right? Because I'm not worried about Olympic trials coming up in June. They're going to be maybe next June or whenever they end up being scheduled for. So again, now I can focus my energy on doing my part of this social distancing and shelter in place order.
You're already so incredibly accomplished. You're a 3-time Olympian, 5-time gold medalist. Not to minimize at all how all of this is affecting you, but what have you heard from fellow athletes who, you know, maybe this was supposed to be their first Olympics or their first shot at a medal or maybe their last shot at a medal, and how this delay is affecting them?
That's really hard. They are the people that I feel for the most because a lot of them have plans. Like some of them were going to medical school like next year, next fall, or grad school or getting a job or whatever it may be. And this is heartbreaking for them way more than it is for people like me. And they are faced with difficult decisions now, whether or not they want to delay the onset of, you know, their professional life for an extra year to continue to pursue this dream, or whether it's time to move on. And I really do, my heart goes out to them.
Well, and finally, Nathan, what are you doing to keep people inspired and to use your platform and to be active in this fight against the coronavirus?
So I actually donated a swimsuit, signed swimsuit to Athletes for COVID-19 Charity Relief. So what happens is that people who donate $25 get entered in a raffle to win my suit that I signed. And I put out a call to say, hey, any other, you know, athletes that want to throw in, you know, a piece of equipment or sign memorabilia, let me know. And Natalie Coughlin, Caitlin Sanano, Elizabeth Beisel all have their books and they're going to sign their books and send them in. I think we probably have about 10 people that are going to sign either caps or their racing suits and contribute that as a prize. We have, I think our USA Swimming CEO donated a round of golf at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, which I'm really excited about because that means I get to play golf as this part of this prize too. I got a huge response, which was really, really awesome.
Nathan, I so appreciate the time and your candor. And, you know, I hope you and your family and your wife and your parents manage to make it through all of this.
Yes, thank you so much. And same to you.
Here are some other stories we're following at The Lead. As the rest of the world comes to a standstill due to coronavirus, it's apparently still business as usual for the NFL. According to reports, the league plans to stick with its original schedule for the upcoming draft, despite concerns raised by GMs to the league in private. Saints GM Mickey Loomis publicly voiced those issues in an appearance on the Peter King podcast Wednesday.
I'd be personally in favor of delaying the draft so that we can get some of the work done that our scouts and our personnel people ordinarily do. And then just the logistics of trying to conduct the draft with not having access to your draft rooms and your offices. Now, this is not a fantasy draft.
NFL GMs also reportedly pointed to the competitive disadvantage that teams in states with lockdowns would face. As of now, the draft is scheduled to take place from April 23rd through April 25th, but stay tuned.
In other scheduling news, delays be damned, baseball super agent Scott Boras wants Major League Baseball to play a full 162 this year, even if that means playing World Series games on Christmas. In an interview with the LA Times, Boras said cold weather games could be played in neutral warm weather locations like Southern California. These neutral site games could even include World Series games, an idea that the agent has long advocated for. Boras suggested two potential plans for the upcoming season. In one scenario, the season would begin on June 1st and consist of a full slate of 162 games, and the other option sets the season start date as July 1st and consists of only 144 games. In either case, playoff games would be played well into December, which would be unprecedented for America's pastime. So, Anders, if Reggie Jackson is Mr. October and Derek Jeter is Mr. November, which Yankee would be Mr. December?
I guess time will tell. But, I mean, aren't we kind of jumping the gun a bit here, Scott Boras?
Well, only if the Yankees are in the World Series.
And finally, Bauer Hockey is providing a timely assist to medical professionals fighting coronavirus in North America. The equipment manufacturer that usually makes skates and helmets announced Wednesday that it is repurposing its facilities to manufacture medical face shields for doctors, nurses, and other COVID-19 first responders. Bauer's CEO said that as of Wednesday morning, the company had received orders for more than 100,000 shields in Canada alone. These shields, which look a bit like a welding mask and a little bit like a hockey helmet shield, cost about $3 in the U.S., The company says it does not expect to turn a profit from this new venture.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. See you tomorrow.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next $1 billion company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.